Today, we will hear opinions on the topic of success. Specifically, we will discuss the perspective of those who choose not to change jobs or resign from their current positions. Starting from learning everything step by step and then continuously improving oneself, one can eventually achieve success or advancement in their career. Some people may even be able to start their own business as a result of what they learn at work. There are also people who end up with a high salary, while others may not get much in terms of tangible rewards, but gain something else. Perhaps a life that allows them to spend more time with family, or simply a life free of constant stress. As we've discussed before, some people prefer stability, avoid change, and dislike turbulence or problems. There are individuals who stay in the same job and manage to develop themselves and succeed. For some, it's the right decision to stay and grow where they are. We can see today that there are new trends and work models allowing people to take on side jobs, such as selling online or running a personal business, without affecting their main job. In some cases, people even manage to do both jobs simultaneously. For others, especially newcomers, they might choose to stay in a job for at least a year before considering changing jobs. Some may even stay for 2 or 3 years to fully learn the role before moving on. Eventually, we all have to ask ourselves, how long will we work? Until what age? At what point will we scale back or retire? Especially if we reach a point where we can't continue the work. For some, the answer is to become a consultant or to reduce work as they grow older. In the end, we must view life realistically. We all experience birth, sickness, and death. Work, in this sense, is just preparation for the financial aspects of life, to help us cover our expenses and share with others. Work is only a small part of life. There is so much more to experience beyond our jobs. This perspective encourages us to give ourselves time and opportunity to think about other aspects of life, outside of work. Taking time to relax or focus on personal development is crucial. It might not require a lot of time, just a few minutes of self-care, sleep, travel, shopping, or socializing can help ease the stress from work. Even if work is stressful, we can choose to take time for other things. Sometimes we feel we don't have time for hobbies or other activities, but we actually do. We just choose not to make time. Sometimes taking a break for just 5 to 10 minutes can make a big difference. It's important to practice taking a pause when needed. This talk isn't meant to judge or conclude that one should do this or that, but rather to suggest that there are many other approaches to life. For example, we don't necessarily need to quit our jobs to find happiness. In conclusion, I hope every day can be a good day. It's simple. Just think positively, smile, and enjoy the little things. When we are content with what we have, it is much better than constantly being dissatisfied or enduring. As the saying goes, just change your thinking and life will be happier. Taking time for yourself, breathing deeply, and enjoying life can be easy, and everyone can do it. I hope this brings encouragement to everyone.
Today, we will be discussing the perspectives on success. We will hear opinions about people who choose not to change jobs or resign from their positions. Some people start by learning everything they can, continually improving themselves, and eventually achieving success. Others progress in their careers or even start their own business based on the skills and knowledge they gain from their work experience. Some individuals may end up with high salaries, while others may not see immediate financial rewards, but gain something different. Perhaps more time to spend with family or the ability to live a life free from constant stress. As we have mentioned before, some people avoid challenges, dislike problems, and resist change. They prefer stability and comfort. There are those who remain in the same job and still manage to develop themselves and succeed. For many of these people, staying in one place was the right decision. Looking at the present, we see new trends and work models that allow people to take on side jobs, like selling online or running a personal business, without it affecting their main job. Some even manage to juggle two jobs at the same time. For others, especially those who are new to the workforce, it's common to stay in a job for at least a year before considering a change. Some might stay for 2 or 3 years to fully learn the role before moving on. Ultimately, we all have to ask ourselves, how long will we keep working? Until what age will we continue to work before we scale back or retire? For some, the answer might be to become a consultant or reduce the amount of work they take on as they grow older. In the end, we must face the realities of life, birth, sickness, and death. Work is simply preparation for covering the expenses of different life stages, and it also provides us with the means to share with others. Some people work to support their families or contribute to society. Work is just a small part of life, and there are many other important things to focus on. This approach encourages us to think about other aspects of life beyond just our careers. It's important to give ourselves the time and space to explore these areas. You don't always need to dive into something complex. Sometimes a simple break, a few minutes of relaxation, or spending time doing something light can relieve work stress. This might include self-care, personal development, or even taking time to rest, travel, shop, socialize, watch TV, or listen to music. There are countless ways to take a break from work, and sometimes we forget that we actually have time to engage in these activities, but we often choose not to. The truth is, doing something outside of work doesn't have to take much time. Just a 5 to 10 minute break can help us reset. Sometimes it's essential to train ourselves to stop and take a break. Today's discussion isn't about deciding what's right or wrong, or offering conclusions on whether one should do this or that. Rather, it's about suggesting there are many different approaches to life. For example, we don't always have to quit our jobs to find happiness. In conclusion, I hope every day can be a good day. It's quite simple. Think positively, smile, and find joy in the little things. If we're content with what we have, it's far better than being dissatisfied or enduring something just because we feel we have to. As the saying goes, just change your thinking and life becomes happier. Taking time for yourself, breathing deeply, and simply being happy can be easy. Everyone can do it. I hope this will encourage you all.